The inquiry into the death of scientist David Kelly is not being broadcast on radio or TV, which only makes it more appealing to the Tricycle Theatre Company in London. The theatre will be staging an abbreviated version of the hearings, titled Justifying War, starting in October. Tricycle Theatre has created this kind of political theatre before, productions excerpted from an investigation into arms sales and an inquiry into the 1993 stabbing of a black teenager named Stephen Lawrence. Nicholas Kent is the theatre's artistic director. He says the motivation is simple: give the public a front-row seat to the inquiry, the kind of access now denied.
In the actual inquiry chamber, although it is a public inquiry and though obviously it's covered by many, many journalists, there are only 10 seats for the public. There is now, because of the huge public demand, people have been camping overnight to get in. And we feel very much that the public have a right to have access to these inquiries in the 21st century, and that should be through the mechanical media like radio and television.
Now, one could, if one wanted to, go to the website of the Hutton Inquiry and pull up the transcript of the day's proceedings, but I take it you think that's not enough.
I don't think it is, because you don't either see the body language of the people answering the questions, nor do you actually meld those questions with the documentary evidence that is being put up on screen, nor do you actually see it on the nightly news. You don't see people answering questions put to them by a judge, for instance, major politicians.
Can you describe when Justifying War is put on stage in October? Will there be a set? Will there be lighting? What will it look like?
Oh, yes, there'll be set. There'll be a complete recreation of that courtroom. The judge will be there facing the audience. The counsel to the inquiry will have his back to the audience throughout, but the witness is generally looking at him, and the witness will be at the side. And so it will very much recreate the courtroom. It will have stage lighting, but we do play them normally with a little bit of house lights up so the audience can see each other very much as they do when you're watching it. And the whole thing feels very much as though you're at the inquiry. I mean, the biggest compliment we've had in the past two inquiries, a number of journalists who were at the inquiry and have come to see our recreations have said each time that they felt they were exactly truthful and felt they had the atmosphere of the inquiry, and that's what we intend to do. But what we're also intending to do is tell the story, not in dribs and drabs, but tell it as well as we can consecutively and chronologically over the 2 hours we have for stage time.
Do you think that what you end up with on the stage is good theater, or is it more of a public service?
It's good theater. It tends to be very dramatic. I mean, all I can tell you is that when we did the Stephen Lawrence, which is the last one I've done, it played to packed houses here. It transferred to the West End. It went on tour and went to the National Theatre. It was shown on television. 25% of the national viewing public saw it. And the book of it, of the transcripts of the play, was actually a paperback bestseller. So there's a huge public appetite for this.
Well, Nicholas Kent, thanks for joining us.
That's a great pleasure.
Nicholas Kent is artistic director of the Tricycle Theatre Company in London. The production, titled Justifying War, Scenes from the Hutton Inquiry, will open on October 30th.